We are so ready to do this shit.
Welcome. Hello, Jethrodian.
Hey, everybody. I hope you missed us from last week in our super long episode that went on for fucking ever.
Sorry about that. We get carried away once in a while.
We do. And there are spiders involved. So, you know, shit happens.
Shit does happen.
It just happens.
You never know when you got a little eight-legged little creature walking around your
house. That's right.
Hope everyone's had a great week. We've missed you.
Yeah, we did miss you. We're not getting any love from you guys.
I mean, we don't get anything from Facebook and no emails.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Check in with us.
We haven't gotten any new
four stars either.
Oh, man. Who out there is listening and hasn't gone and given us five stars?
Don't give us four. Give us
five on iTunes. Come on now. Yes. I mean, come on. Really.
Please.
Just go do it. It takes like literally 15 seconds. Just go do it. Do it right now. We'll wait.
You guys should be done by now.
So tonight, we started off drinking a Jones of Washington Pybus White.
Yes, we did.
2016.
It was really good.
Super good. Now we're on to...
Oh, you know, it's our Fair Market
Kyle's
Red.
Fair Market Red from Stemmill, which is our favorite.
We love this one. We have a surplus of it right now.
We do, because Heather bought a couple cases.
It was a good deal.
It was. It was a special.
Yep.
We liked the specials.
Like literally $9 per bottle.
That's like really good.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah.
And the wine's really good.
Well, because it was on sale from $15 down to $11. If you're a wine club member, you get another 20% off, which drops it down to $9.
Yay. We love wine specials.
I try to only buy wine specials. And a lot of them.
Because in case you hadn't noticed, we drink a lot of wine.
We really do.
Lots.
Well, we're hoping everyone's having a great summer.
Yes.
Toby's about ready to embark on an awesome road trip.
I am. Our little tech assistant and I are going on an awesome road trip.
I was not able to get time off work.
Yeah. I'll try to post some pictures. I think we're going to come across some interesting things on our road trip.
You think you're going to see a Sasquatch?
Sasquatch?
Sam Squatch.
Sasquatch?
Tomato, tomato.
I will definitely take a picture of it and send it to you.
I would really appreciate that.
Okay. That's no problemo.
Perfect.
Got it.
I mean, try to take a selfie with him.
I absolutely will.
I know.
For sure.
I'm sure he'd be...
Holy shit.
Him or she? She, her, him...
Whatever
it is.
I'll get some bacon.
Bacon.
Have a picture.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
We got a kind of a fun topic today.
Yeah. So think back, everyone, to when you were a kid and any of those awesome summer camps that maybe you went to when you were a kid.
Did you go to some good summer camps?
I never went to summer camp.
I didn't go to the kind of summer camps we're going to talk about. I went to like basketball camp.
Baseball
camp and volleyball camp.
Right before I was a senior, I did a couple camps. But up until then, my mom would not let me go to camp. I could have gone to Camp Zanika for a campfire.
Yes.
And she would not let me go.
What was the reason?
She didn't give me a really good reason. I think she just wasn't ready to let me go off by myself for a week. I don't think she could handle it.
Sense.
So she said no.
Yeah.
My week before my senior year, I did go to two camps. But you're not going to like the first one.
Cheerleading camp. I already knew that's what it was going to be.
Cheerleading camp and a business week camp where we went and learned about running a business. Because I wanted to go into business and accounting. So that seemed like, you know, a perfect camp for me to go to. It actually was really fun. I really did like it. So... He's fine.
I think he's doing yoga.
He looks like he's doing yoga.
That looks like a downward dog.
Patron's doing yoga on my yoga mat.
He was just a second ago. He's had a special day.
Yeah, he's not a good listener today.
No, he just finished his amazing training. I was so proud of him. And then today we're eating dinner and he decides to take a sample off of Kobe's plate without her knowing.
Yeah.
Which is a huge no-no.
And he got in massive trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he's still kind of in paying trouble for it, I think. So
he needs to lay down. Patron, down.
Oh, there he goes. Okay. So you went to lots of sports camps.
I did. And none of these are like the camps we're talking about today.
No.
There was no fun. It was like you had a curfew. There was no games unless you're playing basketball or volleyball or whatever it is.
Fucking torture to me.
Yeah, you're playing running drills. You had to be at certain. I mean, there was nothing that fun about these camps that I went to. You did get to stay in a dormitory.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Eat crappy food in their cafeteria.
Yep.
I mean.
Yep.
But. I can't think of anything that was outrageously fun about it other than I got to beat the shit out of other girls at the camp.
Hey, that's fun.
Yeah, that was fun for me.
So now we're talking about going to camp as an adult.
It's a new thing now.
They do. They have actually adult summer camps. Now, the camps I've looked into are different than the camps that Heather found online.
Yeah.
The camps I was looking into were more like health conscious type camps, not fat camp.
I was going to ask, is this a fat camp?
It's not fat camp. So there's different ones or the same one where you can just focus on different things, like just being healthy, like eating healthy, learning how to cook healthy for yourself, going on hikes and walks and doing different exercises like yoga and things that you haven't tried before. Or there's a camps where you just relax. You get massages. You sit by the pool. You don't do anything. People cook your food for you. It's supposed to be like a relaxing adult camp.
I like that camp.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
That one sounds better than the first one.
It does, doesn't
it? I already eat healthy all the time at home. I don't want to do that on camp. I want to be able to drink.
Yeah. Eat. Well, a lot of these camps, though, especially if it's a healthy one, there's no alcohol.
I don't want to do that one. I don't want to take a vacation.
And some of them are super expensive.
I'm assuming they're all going
to be like, you would have
expensive.
To take a freaking line of credit out on your house because they're so fucking expensive.
I don't even think this one said
So Heather's found a camp that's like an adult camp, but it's just for fun.
It is. I mean, and you do all the things you're supposed to do at a regular camp. Like you know, play your games.
You go swimming. You play, you know, volleyball, and you have little socials and stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody has a cabin number and a bunk.
I mean, you'd still do your three-legged races up a hill with a woman this guy's never met. And then she's about six spears deep.
Oh, wow.
I see him carrying her through the three-legged race. I mean, these are just examples. This is called the CNC camp or camp with what?
No counselors.
Camp No Counselors is what it's named.
So it's like an unsupervised camp for adults who just drink and eat. And it sounds like have lots of sex with each other, probably.
Yeah, I think it sounds like there's hookups.
And it sounds like that's the main reason for the camp.
This camp particularly, yeah. But it sounds like they all made really good friends with it. They even tried to go on to Shark Tank to try to sell their awesome camp, but they didn't bite. The sharks did not bite.
Do we know where this camp is? Is it in
There's
the United...
There's 10 different locations.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure where it is, but one of the things they said, they were given a lot of complimentary flavored coconut waters.
What?
I mean, probably to undo what we are about to do to their bodies.
Here's some coconut water for your fucking hangover that's coming in the morning, basically. Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much.
So Camp No Counselors, or CNC for short.
CNC.
10 different locations, and it sounds like a drunken free-for-all, basically.
Yeah. They provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Activities like you would do at a camp. Eagerness, they're saying, is rarely cool in the real world, but here, it's everything. You have to be eager to do stuff there. But I think that would be kind of something fun to do, is to go to a camp and
yeah,
with other adults. Not sure about the hookup part. Yeah, I don't think I'm into that part
of
it.
I know, but
I like the idea of doing crafts and
yeah,
and canoeing.
Yeah,
and
so
for some people,
I've taken Megan to camp twice for campfire. Just the short little 3-day campery thing, and they did so much stuff: canoeing, fishing, archery. They had a rope like walk thing. They learned crafts. They learned all these songs.
And they have dances too.
She didn't have dances, but I'm sure. But her, well, her camp at Eastern did. They had dances. And they had classes. They have a capture the flag. All that. Can you imagine doing all that stuff as an adult?
Capture the flag as an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I can picture this shit.
I can get picture people getting so super serious about it too. Like,
you're looking at one of them.
I am.
You know how competitive I am.
I would not want to be on your opposing team.
I wouldn't want to be on my opposing team. No.
Because
I win.
We would definitely like freaking paint ourselves with like black paint and like sneak around in the bushes and shit.
You'd be like Rambo. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because capture the flag, that's some fucking serious business right there.
It's very serious.
I mean, you have to capture their flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without yours getting captured. This is huge. So you have to come up with this defense mechanism, but you have to a killer offense as well.
Right.
To go for this flag with plays. I mean.
Yeah.
I've never actually got to be the captain, but I should have been the captain of the three squads I was up with.
Yeah.
The three times we've played capture the flag when I was younger.
I have never played capture the flag.
There's some adrenaline because there's some calm.
Yeah.
Before the storm.
Have you ever played kick the can?
I don't think so.
So that's a very old game. My parents used to play it when they were in school. Kick
sounds
the
like
can.
You just kick a damn can.
There's a like a coffee can, right? In a certain spot. I'm trying to remember the rules now. And there's someone that's in charge of the can, right?
There's a can. Enforcer.
So they have to go tag someone else to be like in charge of the can. So they go out into the neighborhood or wherever and try to find someone to tag. But while they're out, anyone can come over and kick the can over. And if they do that, the person in charge of the can has to run back and put the can back up and then go out again and try to find somebody. And so the person that's in charge of the can really gets screwed. Because
how is this decided? Is there like a ramshambow or...
I'm not sure.
Not it.
And I've only played once or twice. We played one time at my parents' house when we had a bunch of people over and it was dark outside. And so someone was in charge of the can. I can't remember who it was. But you have to basically run and hide because you don't want to be it. You don't want to be in charge of the can because it sucks, right?
Yeah.
And I remember running into the yard and I had this tree in my parents' yard that I would climb when I was a kid all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm just going to climb up this tree and they'll never find me. Right?
And they probably didn't, did they?
So I climb up the tree as far as I go. And I had like a little box up there with my stuff in it too, because I sat in the tree all the time. Climb up there as far as I can go in the tree. And then I hear somebody go, hey. And I look up and 10 feet higher up in the tree than I even climbed is my dad.
Oh my like God.
Sitting there up in the tree.
Because
He didn't want to get tagged. And I'm like, this is my spot.
Oh, God.
Get out of my tree.
You know, the first thing that came to my brain about this game, if I was it.
What?
I am going to pour myself a glass of wine. I'm going to sit on the fucking can. And I'm going to just drain that bottle of wine. And we're going to see how long you guys all hide. Because I'm never going to confide you.
Well, that's the thing is that people who are supposed to guard the can would just get pissed. My mom said when she was little, they would just stop playing. Like, I'm not going to play anymore because they were just mad because you could never tag somebody. And they kept knocking the freaking can over.
You wait. They will come. You're just sitting on the damn can.
And I mean, who, like, seriously, who thought up this game?
I don't know.
You know, it's dumb.
But seriously. Why would you even go try to chase people on the can?
It's like playing tag with two people.
It really is.
It is.
But if you sat there, all the people hiding are going to get bored with that and they're going to want to come kick the can and then they're going to tag them.
That's true.
This is my whole strategy.
Yeah. You could be like, you want some wine? Let me to fucking tag you.
I got four. I would probably bring three bottles with me and I'll bring two extra glasses.
You want some wine?
If you want wine,
come over here.
I'll give you as much wine as you want.
Take it out of my hand.
You can take my seat on top of the can, your wine, and I'll take this other bottle in my wine glass and I'll go hide.
Yeah. I'm going to go hide in the yard somewhere in the tree with my wine.
Drink my wine. Come tag me.
Yeah.
And I'll come sit back on the can with my wine. That's the problem with adults playing those kind of games.
It is.
Because
that just like shows you like long ago the games that they had, like basically you have this old like coffee can and that's all you have to play with. So they invent this game, like kick the can. Just like when, you know, we were young, you had like a stick.
Stick and a rock.
A stick and a rock and a mud puddle. And you were supposed to entertain yourself for like the entire weekend.
A mud puddle would entertain me for hours.
Oh, man. I used to go sit out in the dirt next to my parents' house. I'd pull the hose over next to me, turn it on, and it would just sit there with the hose running, making stuff out of mud, sitting in the mud, just doing whatever. And I would be entertained for hours.
And
hours.
Your mom was probably thrilled with the hours amount of entertainment, but then probably not thrilled with the mud coming into that house.
The mud. Well, I also would get in trouble for leaving the hose on for hours at a time.
Oh, my God.
Because that's a water bill right there.
I just did that last night, Kobe.
What?
Yeah, I have the small patch where my automatic sprinklers don't get to.
Oh.
And so I have a sprinkler. And I turned it on last night at 7:45 and it went off this morning at 6 o'clock.
Whoops.
Not quite 12 hours. Almost.
And you don't have irrigation water.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. That shit was running on irrigation water. That grass
when I was a kid, there was no irrigation.
Morning.
So that was house water that I was running for hours and making mud out of.
I don't think everybody has irrigation water.
No, they don't. They don't.
They all need irrigation water.
Everyone should have irrigation water because it's freaking the bomb. So yeah, that's what we did when we were kids.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Dirt, mud, stick, rock. There wasn't much else.
Well, I would assume at adult camps, with the bonus of the kid camps is alcohol.
Oh, for why else would you go to an adult camp?
Alcohol. Yeah.
I wonder if the alcohol is included in the price, like an all-you-can-drink kind of thing.
You would think that would all be in there. So, this CNC camp supposedly has 10 locations. I'm not quite sure where they've been. Did I mention they've tried to sell their ideas on Shark Tank?
Yes.
Failed. So, it looks like their playgrounds that they have is in New York or Los Angeles. So, they've covered both coasts.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like, too, this particular camp is for hookups.
It does sound like it's more for singles.
Yeah.
It does. It's only $550, which is
really
not that expensive for a camp.
For a week?
Yeah. But prices go up as closer to you get to the event. Spaces are limited. Yes. They are a 1.5-hour drive from Los Angeles.
Oh.
And they have comfortable wood bunks with comfortable bunk beds and in-bunk modern bathrooms.
Yes, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, because in the bunk, and then they have bunk beds in the bunk. They're calling that, I think, the cabins the bunk.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm reading that it says they have a newly built climate-controlled stone and wood bunks with comfortable bunk beds in bunk modern bathrooms.
Stone and wood bunk.
Yes.
But then there's a bathroom in
the 8 bunk beds. So each bunk can house 8 people.
And there's a bathroom in there.
Yes. 8 bunk beds that comfortably sleep up to 16 adults. So I guess each bunk sleeps 2.
Oh, yeah. So there's 8 bunk beds. So that would be 16 people.
Yes. So 16 people. No.
Well, now wait a second. Just hold up for a second. Just stop the train.
Okay.
If this camp is for single people who are trying to
say single
for people who want to hook up, which is what this article says.
That's what the article said, but I haven't seen that yet in this thing.
How do you hook up with someone if you're sharing a cabin with 15 other people?
Haven't you ever seen like Bachelor in Paradise?
No.
Or Are You the One?
No.
Or Big Brother? They don't fucking care, Kobe. They're all sharing the same room with bunk beds. They just join each other
bunk
bed and just go down with everybody else in the room.
That's wrong.
They go under the covers.
That doesn't. Who cares?
Okay,
they're all right there.
There's also another show on MTV called Are You the One that I just mentioned. They have a boom boom room.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So you have your bunk room and then you have the boom boom room where you go in there to screw people.
Okay. So From where I come from, that is just wrong.
We're old.
I guess we're old.
We're not hip. Because
that's not okay.
This is very typical.
Now, and wait a minute. So they go in the boom boom room.
Yes. On Are You the One? Yes.
To basically fuck each other.
Yeah, but sometimes there could be up to 6 people in the boom boom room at one time.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
And they're just sharing the love with everybody.
And it's on national television?
Yeah, it's a reality show.
What the hell, people?
They block out the body parts.
I don't care. Everybody knows what you're doing.
Well, you could see what they're doing. You just can't see their privates.
Oh my God.
They don't show boobs
so
or butts or
like, seriously,
genitals.
I'm sorry. That's some narcissistic shit that you want attention for being on that show and letting the whole world know you had sex with someone.
Well, their other thing is $1 million.
I don't care.
I know.
I don't care. Is $1 million worth your dignity?
I don't know if it's worth their dignity, but it's fucking fun to watch. I enjoy watching this shit.
Okay, we're going to have to watch an episode together. I've never watched the show.
Can we?
We should watch an episode together while recording the podcast so that we can do like commentary.
Okay, well, so the Are You the One show that's on MTV.
Yeah.
I've watched it. This is my third season watching. They've been on for like 5 seasons, I think.
I'm glad that this is the kind of show on the fucking music television network. Fucking
hey,
MTV.
So how this show is normally it's 22 singles, 11 boys, 11 girls that go onto the show and they're trying to find love and money. And so what they don't know is that they've gone through a regular, oh, I don't say that word right.
Rigorous.
Thank you. That word, interview process with multiple experts and whatnot. And their families were interviewed as well, along with their exes and everything. And these matchmakers match them up with their perfect match on the show. But they don't know who it is.
So they have to try to figure it out.
They have to figure it out. So every week they have a matchup ceremony where they get to try to guess who their perfect match is. And then at the end of the ceremony is revealed how many perfect matches they have, but not who they are.
Oh.
So they have, usually it's 11 weeks to figure this shit out.
And now they don't vote people out?
No, like, no. Okay. They all stay there the whole time. But every week they can't get a hint because they can send people out on dates and they pick 2 of those people to go into the truth booth.
Uh-huh.
And this is what will show if they are a perfect match or not. So you can get hints as to what it is. So even if they're not a perfect match, you know they should not be sitting together at these matchup ceremonies because they're not a perfect match.
But still, this is some scientist or computer program that told you that was your match, right?
These are people, experts that put them together.
Okay.
Yes. So I've watched, I'm on my, third one. The first two, they won their $1 million. They got their 11 matches at the end.
How do you win the $1 million?
Once you figure out the 11 perfect matches at the matchup ceremony.
Oh, they all have to be matched up perfectly.
Yes. You have
and
to have all 11 matches.
Does everybody win $1 million?
No, they split it.
Oh, fuck that.
Which I was shocked that they're all so like adamant about getting because it's like $48,000 a person.
What if you find your perfect match but nobody else does? Why are you penalized then?
Because you didn't work as a team.
God.
And if you get something called a blackout ceremony.
Yeah.
Meaning that you didn't get one match. They cut your money in half.
Oh, no.
Every time that happens, it gets cut in half. So this season's a little different.
Yeah.
They only have 16 singles instead of 22. So there's only 8 perfect matches.
Okay.
They still are giving them as long as the regular season. But here's the difference. They're all bisexual.
Oh, no.
So it could be.
That's not 16. That's like fucking, 32 or something?
There's only 16 perfect matches, but they don't know if it's a boy-girl combo, a girl-boy-on-boy combo, or a girl-on-girl combo.
Oh, no.
I had a rough time with this. Not that I'm against any of this, but I had a rough time in the very beginning.
Because you're like, well,
it
could be anybody then. It could be anybody.
You get to know the characters, and you're just like, you just love them.
I know.
My favorite on there is Bissette.
I'm going to have to watch it.
It's a drag queen. And she's she, because she has an alter ego that's a girl. And then But God, he does the best makeup in the world.
Oh.
It's all
glittery. I'm going to have to watch it.
You know, I bet we could probably.
I used to love watching Big Brother.
My friend Tara really likes the Big Brother.
And they
I've
used
never
to have,
it.
They had Big Brother, and then they also had where you could go online and watch the Big Brother house live any time of the day.
Because their cameras were running all the time.
Yeah, cameras are running 24/7. So you could just watch them on the computer all the time.
That is so cool.
That's funny.
Well, I bet you we could watch this whole season of Are You the One one of these days, because it's all on demand.
We could totally do that.
And we could fast forward through the stupid stuff.
Through this,
well, because
the dumb stuff.
This is the weirdest thing about the show is that these people make real connections on there, and they're professing their love for one another, which I understand. If you're with somebody literally 24/7 for 11 weeks, you're probably going to get a pretty good closeness with everybody in
right,
that house.
Right.
So they truly love each other, and then they get put into the truth booth because they want to see if they're the perfect match. And as soon as they are told they're not the perfect match, it's like right before, I love you so much. No matter what happens, we're in this for the long run. And then as soon as they're not the perfect match, I hate you. I don't know what I saw in you.
Wait a second. Wait, I'm not going to win my money if I'm with you. Mm. Bye-bye, Felicia.
Yeah, bye-bye. It's just so funny to watch.
Oh, my God. And that's just reality TV for you.
That's why I like it. It gives me the drama I don't have in my life, and I don't want my life.
I don't want drama in my life.
I don't want to guess if I need to be with a boy or a girl.
I would never make it on one of those shows. I'd be like, fuck all y'all, because you're dumb. And I want out.
They have some good parties, though.
Oh, I bet. Holy shit.
They drink some good shit in there.
I bet.
There's usually always one pretty good cook out of the house that does most of the cooking for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, they're always in Hawaii.
Oh.
Like, right on the beach.
See, I would
front.
Do it just to be in Hawaii for 11 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we'd be...
But how do you get out of your job for 11 weeks to go... These people must not have jobs. Right?
I'm filtering.
Are they millennials? That don't have jobs or they don't have real jobs.
They probably have real jobs, but what we figured out that I've just read an article about millennials is that they don't feel they need to work as much as what's our generation called?
X?
Yeah,
are
generation
we
X? Or somewhere in there. Where we're workaholics. Which I fucking don't think I'm a workaholic.
I don't think I'm a workaholic. I'm not at work right now. I'm doing a fucking podcast. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you have to work if you want to do stuff in life.
I just feel like we have a certain work ethic. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm supposed to be to work at 8 o'clock.
You're there at 8.
I get there right before 8. So I'm ready to go at 8. And when I'm supposed to leave at 5, I stay there until 5.
That's shocking.
And then I start collecting my things to go home.
Yes.
But a lot of the millennial people I notice when they're supposed to be at work at 8, they come in around 8:30-ish.
Yes.
And then they don't stay all day because they can't focus.
No, they need
they
to
have a
play.
Hard time focusing, and they need to go work from home or something like that for the rest of the day.
I've seen that.
And I think that's just a normal thing for millennials to do.
That's
and
the way they think. And that's,
you know,
that's their thing.
I'm often wondered if I could get away with that, but I don't think that I would. I think I would feel guilty.
But that's the problem with our Generation X.
Yeah. We
can't shield all the guilt.
We have that really ingrained work ethic.
We do.
That kids nowadays just aren't going to have.
No.
They're just not going to have it.
I'm not sure what happened with that, but they don't. I mean, we can't say all of them don't because there are some.
Right.
I mean, there's some millionaires that are, millenniums that obviously just beat the shit out of us. Obviously.
Yeah. Apparently.
Apparently, because we not millionaires.
Yeah. We work our asses off and we still have nothing. But, you know, that's a different story.
It really is. Well, I have stuff.
We have stuff.
I have my animals.
We have animals. We each have a house.
We have houses. Yeah.
We have houses. We have cars. So, you know, we're not living in a cardboard box.
And sometimes you get to pay extra for other cars.
Yeah, you do. For other people's cars.
Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, we are. Next podcast.
On the next podcast.
Fucking cars.
Coming up very soon.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, to all of you out there who long for your olden childhood days of summer camps.
It could happen.
It can still happen. Look up Camp No Counselors.
I did. And you know what? I just looked up the activities they offer.
Oh, what's the activities?
That way we know it's not just drinking.
Perfect. What's the
activities?
Archery.
Perfect. Arts and crafts.
Oh, I love arts and crafts.
Baseball. Mm. Basketball. Capture the flag.
Capture the flag.
Color war.
What's
I
color war?
I don't know
war?
What color war is.
That sounds fun.
But we need to look that shit up. Dodgeball.
No.
Dodgeball is fucking fun.
No.
I'm a head shooter.
No.
No shooter.
No dodgeball.
What if you're on my team?
All right, I'll be on your team.
You can hide behind me. I'm very good at catching the balls, and I throw a dagger at people.
Listen, Linda.
What?
We will be on the same team, and I will hide behind you.
That's fine. I will catch
I
the
will
balls.
Catch the I can catch the balls. Okay. I will hand them to you.
Yes.
And you will pummel people with them.
I'd like to pummel in the face, or I like to pummel right below the knee so I can trip
Or if it's a guy.
Oh, yeah.
The balls.
Oh, yeah. They also have friendship bracelet making.
Oh, I'd love that.
Me too. Kickball.
Eh.
Nature hiking.
Yes.
Painting.
No. Oh. Heather doesn't paint.
Pinball. Pinball.
Pinball?
Yeah, pinball.
What?
Oh, ping pong.
Oh, ping pong. I'm like, how do you fucking play pinball at summer camp?
Well, you just have to have the arcade main thing. Rope courses?
Yeah.
They have a slip and slide. Slip and slides are not great for adults, though.
I love a slip and slide.
Have you done it as an adult?
No.
I've heard it hurts a lot as an adult.
I don't care. It's fucking fun.
Softball. Sunbathing.
Oh, I could do that really
Me
good.
Too. Swimming pool.
Oh, hey, I'm really good at that.
Talent show.
Oh, hey.
We could tap dance.
We could. Oh, we could. That would be fucking amazing.
We'd win the tot.
We're
whole
so, because we're talented.
Tie dyeing.
Yes.
Ultimate
yes.
Frisbee's fun because it's like football with Frisbees.
That sounds fun.
It's fun. And there's no tackling. You just Perfect. Have a little tag that like
hey,
flag.
I like to try to throw Frisbees.
Zip line and much, much more. What's included?
I want to do a zip line.
Me, I will. There's so many zip lines around here.
I know. There's one in Chelan.
Let's just go to zip
Let's
lining.
Do it.
Okay. What's included is food and accommodations, all activities,
mm-hmm.
access to the open bar. What does that mean? You have to pay for
wait
it?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It says access to the open bar.
Open bar, not no host bar. It says open bar.
So that means we get the, we get the,
you get all of it. All
you
of
get
it.
The CNC bus from LA to camp and back and Camp No Counselor t-shirts.
I do for the t-shirt.
What's not included is a private bunk upgrade.
We can't get a private bunk. No, you know what, though?
We don't need it.
Anybody in our bunk?
It's not going to want to stay there.
They're going to want to get the fuck out.
Fuck yeah, they are.
Because we'll be like, we're just going to share this bunk right here. If you don't like it, get the fuck out.
Kobe, the whole bunk's going to fill the boo with guys. If we're going to tell everybody, we're going to share.
I don't
bunk.
Want them in there.
It's a co-ed camp. Okay. Important information. You must be 21 plus age and you must have a valid ID to go to this camp.
Check, check.
Check. Checky, check. The application process. Sorry. You have to wait 3 to 5 business days for us to review your application.
Ooh.
Which you have to clearly know. If accepted into the program. We will process your payment and send you confirmation. What the payment was only $550.
That's really seems really
I
cheap.
I wonder how long. That's the only thing is they're not telling me how long the camp.
It's not for just like a weekend, is it?
God, I. Yes. September 26th
that's
to September
why.
29th. It's only 3 days.
Yeah, that's why it's just a weekend. It's not a whole week.
Probably because most people have to fucking work.
Put your what are you doing, honey?
He walks up to the blanket. He likes,
so funny.
He likes to tuck himself in.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. He was like, had the blanket over his head and he was stuck. That was fucking hilarious. Oh, does he want the blanket? Oh, look at him. He's under the blanket. Oh, now he's going to fucking jump off. Well, dude, you're being so cute there for a minute.
I was trying to tuck him in, but apparently we don't want that. Yeah, it's only for 3 days. So... It sounds like a fucking fun trip other than the hookup thing.
I wish we could just have all of our friends there.
I wish.
And not random strangers.
Well, you know what we could do if we planned it ahead of time is we could go do our own camp.
Mm-hmm.
If we could find, well, we would just need to rent a nice cabin at a nice campground, like yeah. the Leisure Times or the KOA.
Yeah, yeah.
Rent a nice cabin that could fit all of us. Try to get like 10 to 15 of us.
Yeah.
And then we can plan our own activities. We can do our...
We can do... Patron's licking her face. We could do frisbee.
He's kissing
whatever.
Ass.
We yeah. could do... He is kissing ass because he was bad today.
I know.
We could now do frisbee. He is. Now he's kissing my ass because he licked off my plate. Oh, little baby. Oh, it's so, oh, hi. Oh, don't lick my face and my lips. All right. Okay. Yeah. Hi.
Oh. She forgives you.
Okay. That's a, oh, yes. That's a good boy.
Okay. Down.
We could do frisbee.
Frisbee.
We could do.
You know, if we go to we Leisure Time, flag, there's mini putt.
We could do mini putt. We could do flag football.
Pools.
Pool.
Lots of arts and crafts.
Lots of arts and crafts.
Sunbathing.
Yes.
I have
and lots of drinking.
I have badminton.
I love badminton.
I'm bad at it, but I love it.
I'm bad at it too, but I love it.
What else do I have? That thing from Alice in Wonderland.
What about like soccer?
Like you have to kick a ball?
Yeah. I like kicking shit. Don't you like to kick shit?
I'm really bad at soccer.
What? Why?
Well, I don't, because I played baseball, basketball, volleyball.
You should be
football.
Good at soccer.
Not one of those sports that I just listed you to use your feet for anything but running.
You can do it, Heather. I can see you kicking the ball and then punching someone in the face.
I mean, you're not far from there.
You're like, what? Was that wrong?
The last time
are
I
you not
played
supposed to
soccer
do that?
Was Little League, and it was before volleyball happened. I had a broken wrist on my left hand, had a big old cast, and I used to swing the shit out of that cast. I acted like I was just running. But I was really trying to take as many people out as I could.
Oh, my God.
Just little kids. I was not
so, like, I never played soccer in school. It wasn't a, we didn't, wasn't
didn't
a thing
it.
In where I grew up. But my son played soccer for, like, 7 years.
Okay.
And so I remember after one of his practices, the coach is like, okay, we want all the parents to come down and play against the kids. And at this point,
oh.
he was old enough to, because usually there's, like, when they're little, it's a tiny field. But he yes. was old enough to where it was the full field.
That's tiring.
And so... We're like, okay, so me and my husband went down and we played against scrimmage against the boys, right? Fuck, man. When you play soccer, you have to run like the whole time and you have to chase people down, try to get the ball away from them, try to kick the ball in a specific area. I was yes. so tired. And then the next day,
you're so sore.
I was so sore from all of the running and the kicking and like.
So you didn't get to play defense, obviously.
Oh my gosh.
So and I play soccer. I play defense.
And they make it look easy, those kids.
It's not easy.
Oh my gosh.
There's so many damn rules too of these offside things and.
I know, and you can't kick people in the head or the balls. What the fuck?
You can get away with it if you miss the ball.
Yes, you can.
I was going for the ball.
Yeah, that was an accident.
I missed.
I totally
Please
missed.
Please don't red card me.
I'm just a girl. I don't know any better.
Because I was playing co-ed soccer for the longest time. Believe me, that cast came in handy with the co-eds.
Oh, my gosh.
You nail someone in the head hard enough, they don't get it back up for a while.
Yeah, Heather.
But,
oh, I'm sorry. Did you get a concussion? That's too bad.
I was just going for the
ball. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
My bad.
Mm. Put a Band-Aid on it.
Put rub some dirt on it.
You're fine. Walk it off.
Damn it.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think that'd be fun. We can make our own camp, the Jether Camp.
Jether Camp.
People be lined up, all 10 of them.
We need to start planning that for next summer.
We should do it.
Yeah, we should.
Do you want it to be a weekend or a week?
Probably it'll have to be a weekend.
I think it's going to be a long weekend.
Yes, a long weekend.
Like a Friday, Saturday,
Sunday. Yes, 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 yes.
And our camp activities will be what we already said we'd be doing.
Yes.
You get to sleep in every day.
Hey,
every day.
We'll make arts and crafts activities for people.
We'll
have some other sporting type activities.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll do wine tasting.
There you go.
That's
perfect.
Activity.
That's an activity.
Fuck yeah, that's an activity.
So anyone out there that wants to go to Camp Jether,
I mean, let us know. We have to let us know. We need some interest here so we can even think this is worth planning.
We will plan the shit out.
And we're not going to make money off this thing. We'll just cover the cost of this.
Yeah,
camp.
Yeah. And we'll plan all the activities.
Hell yeah, we will.
And you'll get to spend the weekend with us.
I mean, right there, that's amazing. Where should our camp be?
Not too far. How about Leavenworth?
I was actually thinking Leavenworth. Because then we could do one day of an excursion.
Yes.
To Leavenworth.
If we stay at that camp, that KOA up there, they have a bus that takes you to town every day.
And they have probably a big cabin that all
of
us could stay in.
Yeah, they do. Well, we'd have to get a couple cabins. Probably. Okay. But that's okay.
There is the leisure time that I'm thinking, or it might be a Thousand Trail. It's past Leavenworth. It's probably the 59er Diner.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a massive cabin that
Ooh,
we could rent.
Really?
Yeah, and they have a pool. They have mini putt. They have a disc golf course. And they have activities. They have a bonfire every night.
Sweet.
So we could look in. We'll look into
we
both
did that,
options.
And we could even do our own wine tasting.
We would. We own enough wine between the two of us.
Yeah.
We can
do a wine tasting.
Probably bring about 5 cases of wine for mm-hmm. the 10 mm-hmm. people that I think would be there.
Let's do that.
I think that would be fun.
I'm going to totally do that.
I think that would be really, really fun. We okay. should definitely plan this. So send us a email.
Yeah. Jethers random stuff at yahoo.com.
And let us know about your interest.
Yeah, because we'll plan it out if you guys want to go.
We seriously will. Yes. If nobody acts interested in this, we're just going to recruit our close friends.
Yeah. Or we'll just go ourselves and tell you guys how much fun it was. And you'll be upset.
You're
going to
be here by then.
Marla,
you're going to have to.
Robin. Kathy.
Aaron. And Aaron.
And Tawny.
Tawny.
Tawny,
do you even, does Tawny even listen to us?
I don't know if she does.
Tawny, you have time to listen to us.
You're coming, no matter whether you like it or not.
Who else would like to go to this?
So
Tara, I'm not sure she would come to this.
Oh, we can invite her.
Oh, well, she'd be invited.
Yeah.
I think I have about a 20% chance of her coming, though.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We'll bring Aunt Kathy.
Does she listen to us? Yes.
No, but she'll come and drink wine.
And she's fucking fun.
She's hilarious. She's so fun.
She's blunt.
Everybody should meet Aunt Kathy.
Everyone should have an Aunt Kathy. Did you hear her this weekend?
What?
I am a niece.
Is that what she said?
Yes.
You are.
I am her niece now.
You are.
And I love that.
That's so sweet.
She's probably my favorite aunt. Sorry, other aunts, but I don't talk to any of you.
Heather has been enfolded into my family.
I have been. They've embraced me very nicely.
Yes.
How are we doing?
We're good.
Well, fantastic. So Camp Jether, we are in the works of this for next Woo-hoo. Summer.
So Camp Jether 2020.
Oh my God. That is the best thing.
Oh my God.
2020. And if we go on Shark Tank with Camp Jether, we're going to get a freaking deal.
Yeah, we are. Because who doesn't fucking love us?
Everybody loves us.
I know, right?
So we'll chink to that.
All right, let's
and
chink.
And we will talk to you guys in a fucking week.
Yeah, so have a nice week. And here's to all our Jetheronians.
Yeah, you.